Welcome to L'Espluga FM Radio.
Hola, avui la nostra història va de l'adorable Alice. Adorable Alice. Alice té l'intenció de fer una festa per les seves amigues. I clar, tot ha de ser perfecte. Adorable Alice's Party. Adorable Alice needed everything to be perfect. She had to have the perfect dress every day. And it had to match with the perfect shoes and sometimes the perfect hairband for her hair. Adorable Alice arranged a day with her mum and started to write the invitations to her party, which, of course, meant her mum taking her to the stationery shop to buy the perfect paper and envelopes. She chose a design with tiny flowers around the edges. Adorable Alice gave out the invitations to her friends. The day of the party arrived, and Alice was at the door, ready to greet her guests. She was sure everything was perfect. The cold fruit juices and coke were at the perfect temperature. The cake for dessert was beautifully decorated, and the cucumber sandwiches had all the crusts cut off and were perfect triangles arranged in little pyramids on the plates. Alice had dressed her dolls in their most beautiful dresses. They were arranged near the tables so that her friends could play with them after they ate. At 5 o'clock exactly, the doorbell rang. Katie, Jane and Lucy were on the doorstep. Adorable Alice took their coats and led them into the playroom where the table was set with the perfect food, the perfect drinks, and the perfectly dressed dolls. Adorable Alice wanted her friends to have a perfect party, so she made sure she brought her friends everything they wanted or needed. She made sure that Katie had a full glass of orange juice. Jane had the seat near the radiator, as she was often cold, and Lucy had a large slice of the perfect cake, as Lucy loved sweet things. However, today, her friends wanted different things. Katie had decided her favourite juice was apple juice, so Alice ran to change it for her. Jane was wearing a thick jumper and was too hot beside the radiator. So Alice moved Jane's chair to the other side of the table. Lucy didn't like the cake, so Adorable Alice went to the kitchen, to the freezer, and brought her some vanilla ice cream. Alice spent all afternoon looking after her friends, and Katie, Jane, and Lucy had a wonderful time. They ate, drank, and played with the perfectly dressed dolls. When they left, Adorable Alice realized that she'd eaten nothing all day. She went to the kitchen, but the only thing left was one chocolate biscuit. Alice ate it and went to bed.